Welcome to A Day at the Beach podcast. This is number 157. My name is Clint Beachwood. Well, this is coming on the heels of the 2019 Surf Guitar 101 convention held up in Torrance, California. I picked up quite a bit of new music at the convention, and you'll be hearing that on today's podcast and podcasts to come, actually. In fact, almost everything you'll be hearing on podcast 157 is brand new surf music. I don't think there's anything older than a year or two. So sit back and enjoy, and let's listen to the sounds of modern surf music from around the world. I do have a very special giveaway. You don't want to miss this. And other than that, let's get started with the Greasy Gills. They come out of Alameda, California. Saw this band a couple weeks ago, and man, are they good. I'm going to start off with a song called UFS from their Spring Collection EP. These are the Greasy Gills. We'll be right back. Well, you just heard a band from Italy called Raquel. Not Raquel, like Raquel Welch. It's Raquel, R-E-Q-U-E-L. The song was Camino, and the album is Frammenti Notturni. Before that, it was the all-female trio from Mexico called The Centellas, which means the sparkles. And the song was Merzula, and the album is Especiman Surf. And before The Centellas, we heard The Gnarly Men. They did Sierra Surf. They are from Northern California, along with the Greasy Gills, who opened the show with UFS. I'm assuming that stands for Unidentified Flying Swamp Creature. A lot of things have to do with the swamp when it comes to the Greasy Gills. And that comes from their new four-song EP, The Spring Collection. Up next is a cut from the compilation called Surf Britannia, the best in surf from the UK and Ireland, put out by Shawarawaji Records. And I'm going to play the Squadron Leaders doing a song called Crash and Burn. You're listening to A Day at the Beach podcast, number 157.
Hey, we've had a problem here.
Can say again, please.
Houston, we've had a problem.
We'll be right back.
The background music you're hearing is coming from the Mermen's We Could See It in the Distance LP. We just heard Par Avion, a band comprised of Bernard Yen on guitar, Rebecca Ramirez on bass, and Derek O'Brien on drums. They did Bikini Beach Bash from their brand new Surfzilla LP. Saw these guys on Friday, the day before the convention, at the Purple Orchid in El Segundo, and this band is rock solid. I have always liked Bernard's guitar playing, and this band really showcases his ability on the guitar. Just incredible. From Sweden, before that we heard Meads Domino. They did a song called One Less Pins. One Less Pins. The Delirious Sound of Leech Lagoon is the EP that comes off of by Meads Dominoes. Before that, it was Satan's Pilgrims and a cut off their new 45, which is called The Way In to Way Out. The song I played was Journey to Eden by Satan's Pilgrims, and the Squadron Leaders in front of that with Crash and Burn. Up next is Kepa Harkkonen from Finland, and he's going to do a song called Havana Dream. Thank you. That was a band from Mexico called Secret Agent. They did Desert Mission from their Matahari EP. In front of that, Insect Surfers did Halley's Beach from their new release, Living Fossils. Living Fossils is a collection of demos, outtakes, and special tracks from 1988 to 2018. 40 years of surf music from the Insect Surfers. Just incredible. And before that, Kepa Harkonnen from his album Spicy Tales and Spacey Tones, we heard Havana Dream. I'm going to play a song by the Mermen Neck. This is coming off the 2017 release of The Magic Swirling Ship. The song is called Islands. I picked up this LP and the one that came out earlier this year, A Murmurous Sirenic Delirium by the Mermen, at the same time, and I contacted Jim Thomas, and along with these other two CDs, he sent me a copy of the earlier release, came out in 2017 also, We Could See It in the Distance. Now, I already have a copy of We Could See It in the Distance, so I asked him if it's okay to give this away on the podcast, and he said, sure thing. So here it is, We Could See It in the Distance by the Mermen. It came out in 2017, 14 tracks. A total of 79 minutes and 46 seconds worth of music on here. I think a CD will hold 80 minutes worth of material. They are 15 seconds shy of filling up this entire CD. Winning the giveaway has to do with the artwork found on the cover of this LP. We could see it in the distance. The artwork was done by a lady named Ket Tom Conway. Some people paint on canvas, some people paint on wood, and some people paint on electrical boxes on the street. And that is where this artwork comes from. Now, what you need to do is do just a little bit of research, and I did this, so I know it's very possible. You need to find where the electrical box is that has the artwork that ended up on the cover of this LP. You'll need to use Google Maps, the Street View in particular, and I will leave it at that. I would like to get either a screenshot on your computer and have you email that to me, or if you aren't able to do that, at least tell me the location where this electrical box is found. All right, pretty simple. It took me about maybe 5 or 10 minutes to do a little research on this, and I've given you plenty of clues, so there you have it. First one that lets me know, and send me an email. You need to send me an email on this. I'm not going to take anybody's responses on Surf Guitar 101 or Facebook. Send me an email at clintbeachwood@gmail.com. Alrighty, clintbeachwood@gmail.com. Good luck. It is an incredible album, and just an awesome album. I love it, and I feel very lucky to be able to give it away anywhere in the world. All right, let's get back to the music. This is podcast 157. It's a day at the beach. Well, that set gives us a nice little tour across the United States. You just heard the Seatopians. Saw them for the first time at the SG 101 Con. They just did Krill Love Theme from their new album, Underwater Ally. If you don't know what a Seatopian is, just Google it and do a little research on what a Seatopian actually is. And maybe the Underwater Ally title to their LP will become a little bit clearer. Anyway, from Boise, Idaho, the Seatopians. From Iowa, the Surf Zombies did Gaijin Smash, and that comes from their Live at CSPS LP. From Norman, Oklahoma, we heard Terry Buffalo Ware. Before that, Spiders on the Moon was the name of the song from his new LP, Into the Dwell. And the Mermen, they're from Santa Cruz, California. They did Islands from their LP, The Magic Swirling Ship. You might recognize that line from a Bob Dylan or Birds song, depending on which song you like the best. All right, let's keep going with the music. This is podcast 157. You can find my playlist on Surf Guitar 101 and Facebook/Beach Podcast. From Mexico, this is Thalassus. We'll be right back. Well, those three songs come to us from around the world. From Belgium, it was El Zeb doing Pounding Surf. From Argentina, Los Frenéticos. They were at the Surf Guitar Convention. They just did Magnetizado. Magnetizado. From their LP, Transportacion. Brand new album by Los Frenéticos. And from Mexico, Thalassus did Miss Malola. Miss Malola. And the LP there is Navegando Entre Isla y Caribes. Well, good luck winning the Merman CD. Again, send me a screenshot of that electrical box, or at least tell me the street. Actually, give me a couple street names where you can find that electrical box. And the CD is yours anywhere around the world with an email to clintbeachwood@gmail.com. Also, I'd like to thank Rick Wilkinson of Boston Ribbon Microphones for sponsoring the podcast. That would not be possible without his generosity. So thank you very much, Rick. And we're going to close the show up with a song by Greg Townsend. He has a new solo album out called More Travelin' Guitar. The song is Old San Juan. Greg has been in a band called the High Risers. He's put out a few solo albums, and he's currently with Low Straitjackets and has been about for the past 8 years. Thanks for listening to the show. Until 158 rolls around, thank you so much, and we'll see you next time. Bye-bye.